for example, productive soil, or is there a name that you have for productive soil?
Give me a hint.
Sort of a mixture of sand and clay that would be...
loam?
Is that what they would call it?
That'd be a good one.
Okay, I'll stick with that then. What about, for example, this, I just took a little walk out here. I was walking on that cement thing.
The patio
this,
out here,
the,
or
the
sidewalk?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you would call that, as a sidewalk?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your understanding of the word boulevard? What would a boulevard be?
Well, a boulevard is just kind of a double street. One goes one way and one goes the other.
Okay.
No, that isn't necessarily true, is it? Jackson Boulevard isn't that way. Well, West Boulevard isn't then.
Would it have something to do with the width of the street, perhaps?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're both Jackson Boulevard isn't divided all the way, but...
West Boulevard is.
Yeah, West Boulevard. So I think you're right.
And I guess you got all out of us you're going to get on that.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have different names for types of paved and unpaved roads?
Paved and unpaved. We call the unpaved ones most generally, they're gravel roads, we call them out here. Of course, all roads aren't graveled, and then they're just dirt roads, I guess.
All right. And what would you call it? For example, often they choose to put a road through a depression or a lower spot in the mountain ranges. What would that part be called where they put the road through?
The fill, I guess.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Now, how about the term badlands? Have you heard that? Sir?
Yes. Of course, we have... you want me to tell you about the badlands?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Of course, we have the most famous badlands in the neighborhood, you know, over here in South Dakota. That's actually the name of this. It's a park. And
now, that describes a type of land? Or?
Well, badlands usually describes... rough, inaccessible terrain. That's the best way I could describe
it's
it.
Like desert canyons and stuff.
I see. Now, what about the word high plains? The words high plains. Do you ever hear people call Wyoming that?
No doubt we have, but I. It just has to do with the altitude of the. Country, I think.
Okay, do you know about what altitude they would start calling it then?
Well, down there at Laramie, you'd probably be looking 6,500 feet or better. 6,500 feet, probably.
And then they would call it?
The high plains?
Yeah, okay. What about a lower elevation? If you're on the plains, a lower elevation would be called a... I guess I have to explain that. A very high, if you're going along the plains, then all of a sudden there's a very high obstruction in the way, and that would be called a, it has trees on the side.
The mountain?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's your understanding of mountain?
What is my understanding of mountains?
How would you define that?
Well, I believe I'd define that as just the high country.
Okay.
And probably with timber.
And smaller than a mountain would be a...
Would you settle for hill?
Yeah, I'd love that. Okay. And are there different types of that, of hills?
The different types?
Uh-huh. Big ones and little ones, maybe?
Rolling and steep.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. What about the term draw? Are you acquainted with that?
You bet.
What is a draw?
A draw, to me, is just